Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Holly Bailey here on the Township's Daily News Bits. We have an episode focused on La Route des Cultures Shefford-Waterloo. It's a very unique, artistic, and agri-food trail that meanders through Shefford-Waterloo and Saint-Joachim-de-Shefford and opens artists' doors to you, wandering landscapes, local producers, and the shared culture of that region of the townships. One of the founding members, namely Suzanne Bertrand, has been busy at work to pull off the second season that launches June 26th and runs until the 29th. And she shares all this information with us here and now on 99.1. Okay, we have a wonderful guest with us here today, Suzanne Bertrand from La Route des Cultures. Welcome to 99.1 FM.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be there.
So can you tell me what your role is with La Route des Cultures?
Well, officially, I'm the vice president.
Okay.
Our president is Lise Letourneau, who is a textile artist. And we thought about La Route des Cultures for many, many years, and we decided 2 years ago that we will give it a go. And together and with three other people who are helping with design and all the nitty-gritty work, we had the first edition last year. This is our second year, so it's quite exciting.
So this is for Shefford and Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's your second year. So what was the response like? What was the feedback from your first year, because c'est toujours difficile de se lancer, you know, so year two.
Oh, oui. it was quite a challenge. I must say that not many people believed in the project at the very beginning. Even the municipalities of Shefford and Waterloo, they didn't see that they had enough artists to be worthwhile developing this tour. But for us, we knew so many artists, we decided to give it a go. And we wanted to be able to show the area as a tourist destination for something other than just agriculture and camping, etc. So this is an area where on the mountain itself, on Mont Shefford, mm-hmm. we have 67 artists.
Amazing.
And not just mom and pop doing something. No, it's real artist shops, people who are exhibiting elsewhere. And many of them decided to participate in our route.
That's excellent. Okay, so what makes it unique for the region? So you're showcasing artists, artisans, musicians, authors. Tell us a little bit about how your circuit is a different offering.
We it's called La Route des Cultures, and that plural is important because we are talking we are exhibiting arts, we are exhibiting books, we are also exhibiting craft from agricultural producers. Craft beer, craft maple syrup, craft meat and craft cider and craft. All the producers, we have 11 producers in the area, all part of the Les Routes Gourmandes du Québec. And these producers saw the benefit of being part of the culture of Shefford-Waterloo. It's an area, the heritage in agriculture is huge. It's an area that was, especially when Shefford was the vast county that was with Granby also, you had this large area of producing. Usually it was the staple of Quebec agriculture. And it developed with time. People decided to have niche production. So we have gin production. We have beer production. We have everything linked to maple, maple liquor, maple syrup, etc. And you have these agriculture outfit wanted to be part of something bigger also, how to promote their products in a very different way. And our route, when we developed the route, it was with that in mind from the very get-go. With people from municipality of Shefford, we asked them, would they be interested in that? And they say, yes, we will help you. And the Minister of Agriculture did help us through La Les Routes Gourmandes also.
Okay. And I did see as well that you were the winner, the 2026 winner of Pousse d'Or. Can you tell us about that? That's quite a recognition. Again, your first year out, like, bravo.
Thank you very much. Well, it was we have been very active with the MRC Haute-Yamaska and their agriculture outfit, and with Les Routes Gourmandes, and with the commercial entity for agriculture. And the Pousse d'Or is a new concept. It was their third year, I think, and they had a new selection for initiatives that were close to the civil society, if I may say. So how do you get people from all parts of life to recognize the importance of agriculture? So this is where we thought that our initiative was mixing all cultures together would be a good fit. And we won. So it was really, we were very proud. If you've seen the picture on the
Congratulations.
website, we have our smile.
Well, it is a unique mix I saw, because like you're mixing authors and artisans, artists, music, agriculture, and then also opening doors for the landscape as well. So was that a big part of your planning of the route? Like, comment ça marche? There's like how many stops on your circuit? How does that work?
This year we have 37 stops. What we wanted at the very beginning was to have artists opening their studio. You know, there's it's quite a challenge for artists to open their studio. You bring foreigners, strangers into your core production, and but at the same time it's challenging and it's very nice. And we also acknowledge that some artists are too small a studio that are is not suitable for welcoming people. So it's we said, how can we have those artists participate? And some artists also didn't have a big enough production to especially last year, to want to show alone in their home place. So we ask our agriculture partners if they were willing to have a tent in their on their site. And we had a great response. We had the Ferme West Shefford that say, yes, we can have three or four, no problem. Érablière Vernier say, yes, we can establish an area that would be perfect for that. And Pensée Ferme Florale and this cider Autour de la Pomme say, we can have one person if. So everybody would say they like the concept of joining their production, which is agriculture, into the arts and craft of what we were offering. So in our roots, when once we had that established, then we started looking at how to have people walk or drive our very convoluted area, because
C'est
that most
large.
people don't know the road on Mont Shepherd or around. It's so the municipality of Shepherd had a new outfit called the Centre Multifonctionnel
Okay.
at the school, at Zenith School, and they offered to create an exhibition there. So we say, okay, the headquarters will be there, and then people will leave from the exhibition hall towards the Mont Shepherd and to going on the other side to Waterloo and then coming back.
And
We
what
were
a
trying to
nice,
have all around and seeing most of the artists. It's a huge endeavors. It's 37 stops. You cannot do that in one day unless you're running all the time. And you know, this is not big roads. We're not talking about
That's
highways. We're
beautiful.
talking.
Yeah, slow down. Admire the cows in the pasture. Look at the heritage buildings, and take note of our beautiful surroundings. C'est vraiment plaisant. It's
Oh, oui,
beautiful.
yes. And people t are telling us, say, wow, well, I never know there was a road, especially when you are up on the mountain,
Yeah.
or I'm going down and it's so steep. How do you do in winter?
You put your crampons on and you leave the
Yes.
car. That's great. And I believe your opening ceremony, it starts June 26th, so right around the corner until the 29th. And so your opening ceremony is at this
Centre
the cell. Okay.
multifonctionnel. Yeah,
Okay.
on the 26th, we have the vernissage of the exhibition. Each of where we have 36 stops, but we have 41 artists that will have something. So you can choose. You have your map, and you say, "Oh, I like that sculpture. I want to see that sculpture, if I may." And then, "Oh, this painting, I like it very much. I will try to see that." And then you realize that you're at the two opposite ends. So see, what can I see in between?
You're listening to 99.1, the Township's Daily News Bits, and that's guest Suzanne Bertrand for La Route des Cultures Shefford-Waterloo. There's an interactive map on the website routedescultures.org where you can plan your visit and your circuit and figure out where you'd like to stop, where you'd like to eat, what you'd like to try and have tastings, etc. It's quite exciting. This year they have a new theme called Tandem Création, and she'll get into all the details about that and what kind of a medley and a mixology is offered up for this year's patrons.
We have something new this year. We try to have something new all the time, but and I say all the time, it's second year. But we have one of our uniqueness is we have writers and we have musicians, and we ask our authors if they would write songs, and we ask our musician, would you put it in music, the song, poems that you receive, can you put it in music? And we ask our porte-parole, Mara Tremblay, if she would be amenable to do one of these songs when she will do her show. And she was very enthusiastic because that's what she's also a creator. So she's a writer and she really loved this idea of this tandem de création.
Okay, and
That's
is she a resident of Shefford
yeah.
or the area? Okay, that's
Yeah, now she's a
wonderful.
resident of Sheffer for the past, I think, 6 or 7 years. So she's the perfect spokesperson, really. That's
Beautiful. And a stronghold of Quebec culture. I did a little research and parce que je
Yeah.
ne connaissais pas, so c'est une découverte pour moi, especially when you're mixing Anglophone, French culture communities. It's lovely. Ça ajoute la saveur.
Oui.
It's lovely.
We did. I would just add in the tandem de création, we did something also this year that we thought would be worthwhile. We created at the Érablière Bernier, I call that the antenna, or a little municipality just outside of our
Your
background.
region, yeah.
Yeah, so, and because we cannot expand the road itself, la route cannot, you cannot have 200 kilometers. So we invited four artists from Saint-Joachin de Shefford, just north of us, if they wanted to exhibit together at Érablière Bernier, who really helped us tremendously how they were doing that. And they say, yes, that would be a good idea to exhibit their own wares. And I think we will know if it's nice or not, if it's okay, if people enjoyed it, because we don't know right now. But it was just this idea to expand our reach in a way that is not, we're not losing the core meaning of La Route des Cultures Shefford Waterloo.
Right. And what I noticed, your main sponsor is the IGA out of Bromont. And I wondered, like, not many people or a lot of people don't realize that that used to be West Shefford. So I wondered, est-ce que c'est un clin d'œil? Why did they want to support? This is
Well,
interesting.
I will be saying that Le Famille Patrie, they are visionaries for that. They see the region as a bigger region than just Shefford Waterloo north of the 10 and the Bromissisquoi south of the 10. They see the area as one big attraction. Their clients, half of them are the tourists coming from all over the place. So they're not somebody from Beaumont, and we're not somebody from Shefford Waterloo. We are from this square that is midway between Montreal and
Yeah,
Sherbrooke.
they're
And
townshippers.
yeah, but this square space, if we don't have tourists stopping in, because they take the highway, they go to Sherbrooke or they go to Montreal. We need something bigger than just our little municipalities. And for if you look at what Beaumont has to offer, many, many things all summer, but they mostly have at the end of summer, they have Beaumont en Arles, their art show. There's nothing at the beginning. It's just the standard tourists coming from Saint-Jean, etc. There's a big gap between the end of the ski season and the real summer, and we fit right there.
Perfect.
And I think that for IGA, it was a no, it was
A
no question
no-brainer.
asked.
Okay.
Yes, it was a no-brainer. We need to help them to develop that niche market, and people like that, and they are very good sponsors, so.
Well, we're better together, and it's just so nice. I really appreciated seeing that. That's great. And then you have a final closing concert at Maison de la Culture de Waterloo. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, that's a new collaboration. The Maison de la Culture offered us to a good deal to rent the place and to have our show there. Last year, our show was at the Centre Multifonctionnel, and it was a bit. We didn't have sound technician, etc. And we say this year we need to have a better way to celebrate this second edition. And so we work with La Maison de la Culture, and they help us tremendously. Mara will be performing, and as she said in many of her comments, it's very rare that she's alone, and she can have she's an extraordinary musician, but usually she's with her partner Kat Durand, or she's with a band, or she's. But this time, it's her creations, her writing,
Nice.
her music, and that's it's. She's so good. That's a very, very intimate show that she will give. We're very happy about having her still. That's
Beautiful. And where can people get tickets for that? Like the circuit, the route is free, but that is a paid concert.
Yes, and that's through
Okay.
the Maison de la Culture website.
Okay, perfect.
So
Okay.
it's easy to find, and I think on our website, I think we
You link
send
to it?
somebody there. I think I
Okay.
hope we do.
Well, this is excellent. What would you like to give listeners a final message or a shout out to them, and how could they get in touch if they need more information, etc.?
Well, I would tell people that this is the best way to discover a region. This is an opening of the heart of the artist. Come and visit us, and you visit the workshop, the atelier, but you also visit the area, which is so beautiful. It's one of the best time of the year. You are on a cocoon of green in the
Oh,
mountain.
yes.
You have all the green pastures. You have the pear, the apples, everything is there to welcome the visitors. And we have another thing this year with Waterloo is six of the restaurants of Waterloo are part of the route. So on our map that is on the website and also in the brochure that are available everywhere, you have the little restaurants who are off opening their doors also for people who will come. And they were very kind to do that with us. And they were some of them were very excited to see who was there and who will be available. That's
Way to go. C'est comme une vitrine for the area of Shefford, Saint-Joachim, and Waterloo
and
and the surrounding
Waterloo.
regions. It's you're bringing people in to rediscover perhaps where they live or the region itself. So congrats.
If you, I came to Waterloo 50 years ago, and it's not the same. Even 20 years ago was not the same. You look at what is there, the number of cafes, the cute little shops, the art galleries, it's extraordinary the changes in the little municipality of Waterloo that is suddenly becoming a hub of arts and craft.
It's
And who would
blossoming.
have been? Yeah, it's
Yeah.
blossoming. And one of the things that we made lots of joke is we are north of the 10, and north of the 10 there was nothing. And there was arts culture black hole of sorts,
Okay.
and we didn't un we didn't discover all that by ourselves. We just amalgamated what was already happening
Right.
to showcase the big changes in this area since the past 15 years.
Excellent. Well, I wish you a wonderful circuit, a great event, La Route des Cultures, Shefford and Waterloo, June 26th to the 29th. And thank you to the dedicated group, the team of, you said, five people
Five.
have managed to pull this together, win awards, and people are really showing up for you. So, congratulations, and we wish you a wonderful event.
Thank you very much. It's very kind.
What an exciting endeavor, La Route des Cultures, Shefford and Waterloo. That was Suzanne Bertrand, one of the founding members. The event runs from June 26th to the 29th, with their opening event and vernissage taking place on Friday the 26th. That runs from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Centre Multifonctionnel de Shefford. That's at 5 Rue Laurette Bellefleur in Shefford. All the information, the calendar, the map, everything's online at their website, routedescultures.org. To all the artisans and producers and the musicians and authors and all the people out here that make our township so colorful and vibrant, thank you for sharing your work and your flavor with us. This is Holly Bailey for the township's Daily News Bits. This is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.